And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's not surprising that critics of President Biden have been trying to blame him for high gasoline prices, but as commentator Alan Best noted in an essay for NC Policy Watch earlier this week, that doesn't make the attacks even remotely accurate or fair. As Best explains, there are a host of supply and demand factors that have caused the temporary spike in gas prices. Most notably, there was the drop in demand during the pandemic that led oil exploration and production to fall dramatically. When that situation collided with the sudden and explosive growth in demand that accompanied the economic recovery, the disastrous war in Ukraine, and some greedy profit-taking by oil-producing nations and companies, it was predictable and unavoidable that prices would rise. But nothing's forever in the boom-and-bust energy world. As Best points out, inflation-adjusted prices were even higher in 2008 under President Bush and have already begun to fall in 2022. The bottom line, the best solution to high gas prices is for our nation to end its destructive addiction to fossil fuels as quickly as possible. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.